Welcome back to the Seek Truth podcast with your host, Ashley Paola. Don't come at me, you Pharisees, that I have the siren spirited coffee. It's actually matcha. So coffee and Jesus is really matcha and Jesus today, but whatever. Point is, do not come at me, you Pharisees, you religious people. If you are new here, hi, welcome. If you're not new here, hi, welcome. If you don't like the vibe, it's all good. I ain't mad. I don't like some people either, and not because I don't like them. They're just not my vibe. They're just not my style, and that's okay. So I hope that you find someone that you can vibe with. But this is me. I'm Ashley. I love talking about Jesus. This is a podcast that talks about him. I like looking at politics and culture, social things, and just seeing the physical manifestation of the spiritual realm here on earth. And then I like to encourage you. I love encouraging you, and that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to teach you, because we're all called to be disciples and teach and heal and cast out demons in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the things. Baptizing, right? But so that's what I do. Today, I wanted to talk about affirmations because I come from a New Age background. So I literally, at one point, would grab pieces of paper and a pen, blue pen, because that was the secret. Crazy. It's literally witchcraft. Yeah, they would tell us to use blue pens. Anyways. And every morning, every night, I would sit and write the same affirmation like 25 times, because that's how you manifest it. That's how you create it. That is how you got what you wanted. And so I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about affirmations. And also another scripture just came to mind, which I will talk about. Let me pull it up. But I'm going to start off actually in Matthew chapter 4. So if y'all want to turn to your Bibles, that'd be great. If you don't have a Bible, all good. I thought it was in James. Oh, I think it's in James 1, actually. Oh, it's James 3. Okay, so we'll get back to that, though. But yeah, let's start at Matthew 4. But I'm going to pray before I start. Okay, and then we'll get into it. So, King Jesus, Holy Spirit, can you just come through, please, Father? Take over the mic. I'm going to step away so you could speak through me. And just touch the person on the other side of the screen, on the other side of this electronical devices, whatever it is, Father. I just pray that hearts are open, ears and minds are open as well, and receptive to what you want to do, what you want to show, not just me, but them as well, Father God. We thank you, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, because this is all for you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Amen. So let's talk about it. Affirmations. Okay, so for example, I used to, like, the whole concept was, I am abundant, I am blessed, I am rich, I am earning over $10,000 a month, I am whatever, fill in the blank. And the concept was speaking life into existence, acting as if. There's some truth to that. There's some truth to it, and why am I so jittery? Is it the caffeine? I think it's the caffeine. I need to chill on the caffeine. Anyways, so before, when I was doing that, it was really out of selfishness, like what I wanted to create and my own desires. I never once questioned, God, is this your will? Is this what you want me to experience, to have? And so now I'm like, I'm not going to manipulate reality. I'm not going to try and manipulate reality, because you can do that, but that's witchcraft, because you're taking it, you're taking control, and you're creating it. You're your own God, right? Whatever. That's straight up satanic, right? But now I'm thinking, no, God, what is your will? Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And if it's in your will, if it's what you want, then have it be, right? But now it's not just knowing and letting it be, all right, God, you're in control, your will be done. But it's also knowing my authority and my identity in Christ. So now that I'm proclaiming things and speaking things into existence, it's not from a sense of selfishness or what my plan is. It's no, I'm just reciting, repeating what God's word says about me and what God's word says about him. There's a big difference. So when you look at Matthew chapter 4, the very first verse is pretty mind-blowing. And I don't want to touch too deep on it because it's not really exactly what I want to talk about. But I was reading it and I was like, whoa, that's a trip. Because it says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. That's amazing. Whenever you're in a wilderness season, have you ever considered the fact that the Spirit led you there? The Spirit literally led you there to be tempted, to be, because that's where the test is. That is where your maturity is at. That is where you get to walk in your obedience in practicing what God says. And so I thought that was beautiful. But what I really want to talk about is that you see from verses 4 through 17, the devil is repeatedly trying to tempt Jesus, okay? And I'm going to read it. It's not too much, but it's for the simple fact so you could see what Jesus did. Because when you see what Jesus did, we're to mirror, we're to walk and do as Jesus did, as much as we can, right? So, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Then the tempter approached him and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." He answered, "It is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand up on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you, and they will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus told him, "It is also written, do not test the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him into a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus told him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him and angels came and began to serve him. So actually, we're going to stop there. 11. I don't know why I said 17, but 11. So it's so awesome because it literally shows the devil not only trying to tempt him, but also use the word and manipulate it and twist it and turn it and use it against Jesus. But every single time, Jesus recited scripture. And so that's what I want to share with you is instead of affirmations and trying to do this positive self-talk from using the same selfish, fleshy, the same mind that you created the problem that you're in, the sinful nature that you're in, instead of that, why not use God's word? Because God's word is truth. It's foundational. It's firm. It doesn't waver. And so, utilizing the word as your affirmation is life-changing. And I wanted to talk about this because I've personally been introduced to this concept on steroids lately. I'm currently taking a class called Holy Warriors. Shout out to the Holy Warriors, but it's such a amazing class. It's really radical Christian living boot camp. And one of the things that they've done is shared with us decorations. And I want to share some with you guys. And I'm going to share them in the description. And I really hope that you guys take it and just run with it. There's some very basic ones, and then there's some really deep, like paragraphs upon paragraphs that you can recite to yourself, right? But some of the decoration is, I am chosen by God. I am completely forgiven of all my sins and washed by the blood of Jesus. I am saved. I am a child of God. I am a new creation in Christ. I am holy. I am set free. I am healed by the blood of Jesus. I am justified and made righteous through Jesus. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And each one has a scripture reference, okay? There's that. And then there's other ones like, no weapon forged against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment I condemn. Isaiah 54:17. Another one is, I do not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Confession, it's a confession, affirmation, right? I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in my life. Job 22:28. I am rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17. So just declarations instead of affirmations, it's confessions, declarations that are rooted in the word of God, and that holds true power. You just blabbering around saying all these things that are just selfish, like it's nonsense. But when you can really pull things from the word of God, that holds power. Other ones are, I'm a temple of the Holy Ghost. I am led by the Spirit of God. Therefore, I am a son of God. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. I am reigning in my life by Jesus Christ. I am walking by faith and not by sight. I am casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am partaker of God's divine nature. I am prosperous in good health. Like, on and on and on and on and on. So far, so much that there's even a whole, like I said, a whole three, four paragraphs of just declarations on how to confess truth about yourself. And it's not from a selfish standpoint or what you're hoping and wishing. It's no, it's what God said about us, about you, about me. And so it's powerful. So I'm gonna put those in the description. Again, I give credit to where credit's due, which is the church that I go to, Holy Warriors class. Amazing. Thank you guys so much for that. But I also wanted to go to James chapter 3, the power of the tongue, because it's so easy to give in to the lies of the enemy and then repeat those lies, and now you're creating death upon your life. And so, and consider ships. Though very large and driven by fierce winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So too, though the tongue is a small part of the body, it boasts great things. Consider how small fire sets ablaze a large forest, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue, a world of unrighteousness, is placed among our members. It stains the whole body, sets the course of a life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. Okay? With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing come out the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives, my brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can salt water bring yield fresh water. What is it saying? It's saying, yo, your mouth, whatever we say, is what it's going to produce. We can't expect to be literally repeating the lies of the enemy and then expecting God's blessing and presence to be around us and manifestation when we're over here declaring lies of shame, of guilt, of poverty, of this and this and that. Like, it does not match salty water with fresh water. You can't. So that's really all I wanted to talk about today was, if we're going to be doing affirmations, have them be rooted in God's word. I'm telling you, if y'all make it a thing to get up in the morning and declare these declarations over you, you may not believe it the first two, three times. But once you get to that fourth, fifth, sixth declaration, confirmation, confession, affirmation, whatever you want to call it, literally you will see a shift in your spirit. You will literally feel like the scales of your eyes are falling off. You're seeing yourself the way God sees you. You're seeing life the way God wants you to see it. It's beautiful. It's empowering. And I just want to really encourage you to find time, create time. Don't find time, create the time to declare the word over you, over your kids, over your parents, over your friends, over your business, whatever it is, because that's the truth. That's the light. That's what gives life. Everything else is a lie. It's heavy. It's darkness. It's mud. It's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is truth. And we are made in the likeness of God. And so if we're over here agreeing with the lies of the enemy, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We are the image of God. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are we even talking about? Tim Ross is like, yeah, I love when he says that. What are we even talking about? Anyways, but I hope that blessed you. I really do. I know it's short and sweet and to the point. But that's sometimes that's the best type, you know, just short and sweet and to the point. So get in God's word, get the decorations that I'm posting in the description. Again, referencing the Holy Warriors class, because that's where I got them. And go study the Bible. Go grab those decorations and then go open up your Bible and highlight and then see the context and see everything. And it's pretty cool. It's really cool just to see how everything God is just so. Everything's there. All the answers that we're looking for, right here. Right here. Right here. Anyways, all right. Well, if you guys also, I want to help you guys in your walk. If y'all need prayer, if you guys need to connect to a church, a Bible study, all the things, just message me below. There's a link to my link tree, and in there's literally a button that says, I want to walk with Christ. I think it says, I want to walk with Christ, or I want to be born again. One of those. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to accept Jesus. One of those. That vibe. Okay. You click on it and you fill it out, and I will get an email and I will reach out to you. Okay. But other than that, I think we're good to go. Okay. Okay. Bye.